Hello and welcome to Heaven Radio, the official podcast of God and His Holy Angels. I'm your co-host, Andrew.
And this is God. We got another great action-packed episode for you people, so thanks for coming back and listening to Heaven Radio.
Well, I don't know about that. I think he's kind of lying a little bit. I don't know how great this show will be, but we're going to kick it off by starting off with a Q&A with God on how he integrates his life with his prophets.
Dude, Lucifer here. Religion is so boring.
It is super boring. I'm not going to lie about that. That's why it's like pulling teeth on some of these episodes, just to drag some stuff out of you guys. So let's start with a question for the Gatto Bean. So God, what's your day-to-day life like?
Well, honestly, that's kind of a weird question, but I guess I kind of just hover around. I call it roosting. I like to roost on my, he's actually an apostle. We have him staged as an apostle right now as far as his ranking goes in heaven. But I'm talking about Andrew. But anyways, I get up with him and then we go about our day and we just talk and make jokes about all sorts of stuff throughout the day. So I just basically spend my time with him, and just for the rest of the other 8 billion people on the world, I don't really care as much because it doesn't really affect me personally in my life.
That was a good answer. He likes to roost with his prophets.
Yeah, and what God's saying is actually kind of true, to be honest. Like, anytime I ask him a question, he's basically there, or else I get, like, a little finger wag if he's, like, off talking off with some other person or something. But for the most part, we can pretty much verify that we do have a personal God, because that personal God has come into my life and interacted with me. So question number two, let's throw one to the angels.
God, why did you create us with such exuberance and joy?
That's funny, angels. I don't know. Maybe I used so much exuberance and joy creating you that I ran out of some for myself. You know what I'm saying?
He's LARPing a Grinchy God, it looks like.
Well, we are coming up on Christmas here, so you want to talk a little bit about Jesus, Andrew?
Sure, let's talk about Jesus, God. First question is, when is he coming in the flesh?
I'll never tell. It's a running joke between me and all the angels. It's like, when is Jesus coming in? Only I know. What are you going to do about it?
God is acting extremely deity today.
Yeah, I mean, I try to do, like, Q&A with God, like that last bit we just wrapped up, and it is tough because it is hard to ask anything to God without, like, getting a run around, it seems like.
Oh, yeah, well, give me one example of a time when I gave you the run around, Andrew.
How about with Jesus, like, literally 10 seconds ago when I just asked you when he's coming?
Oh, yeah. Huh. Well, other than that one time, I've been pretty upfront and honest with you, so I hope you all love the show. I hope you're all listening at home. We got a feeling that viewership's picked up a little bit as they realize how divine we both are.
Yeah, he's talking about me too, okay? Yeah, he's talking about me having all authorities.
For the angels, will you please just explain all authorities to the people so they actually understand what you're saying?
I think we should have God do it. He's kind of on a heater right now. Plus, he's the one who kind of was the one who's like, you have all authorities.
Okay, so having all authorities allows Andrew to basically do anything he wants to spiritually. So he can send you to hell, he can send your kids to hell, he can send them to heaven, he can send your boyfriend, he can flame your boyfriend's soul if he wants to. He could transfer souls. We have a transfer program we've set up with mainly the Andromeda, but we also do a little soul transferring with Pleiades, Sirius, star systems as well. But we got all sorts of cool god stuff going on in heaven. Just listen to the show. I'll tell you all about it.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess I could do all that stuff. But I think what it also means is that I have authority over everybody. So he's essentially put me having authority over basically everybody on the planet. So if you ever see me, you should probably just worship my shadow. That's how divine I am. It's awesome.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but as an apostle, he actually got declared worthy of worship. So every Wednesday, we worship Andrew. It's known as Worship Wednesday, or some of us call it Wacky Wednesday.
Yeah, and if you're listening to this podcast on a Wednesday, you should probably pause the episode and try to connect with me telepathically and let me know that you're worshiping. That way I can save your soul from, you know, eternal flaming and other things like that that are associated with God and his notorious cronies.
And who are my notorious cronies?
Well, there is Satan, for one. Want to have him on the show?
Nah, let's leave him off the show for a while. I think it's bad for our overall look to say that we can even associate with him.
Don't you just hate it when you, like, don't want to associate with your creations? So, I've actually had some fun with God up here in the spiritual realm, doing a lot of spiritual work. And it turns out that I've actually been able to create some spiritual beings with God's assistance. So it's actually been quite exhilarating. Basically, we're talking about like crafting angels. So it's all been really cool, and we always give them really LARPy names like Claude.
Or the HP printer.
Yeah, that's a being known as the highest power that receives quite a bit of worship throughout the universe. But he's here, and he likes to be called the HP printer. But he's kind of similar to you, God, in a lot of aspects.
Well, if you're talking about how we're both supercharged super spirits with all authorities, then yes, I guess we do have some things in common.
Yeah, and that's great, all you spiritual beings working with you all, it's been a blessing, but let's go and move forward, and let's talk about Soul Squid Games. So, on a scale from 1 to 10, how pumped are you up about Soul Squid Games, God?
Probably like an 11, I am like super excited about Soul Squid Games, my man.
And with that said, I am super excited to announce that you'll all be joining us in a game of Soul Squid Games. So if you haven't seen the popular Netflix series Squid Games, it's basically a game that they all play, where they play until there's only one person surviving left. It's kind of like Survivor, except instead of voting people out, they get like shot in the head during the challenges. So that's how they fail the challenges. They die. And then for like every person that goes through, and there eventually is a winner in the end. But anyway, I don't want to ruin the show, but it's kind of an analogy for the game that we're playing here as far as souls go. So there has been some intermittent soul flaming. So you guys are all kind of walking the wire, see if you can get into heaven or any sort of afterlife presence. So, I guess to further go into Squid Games, we'll talk to Luce.
Okay, so Soul Squid Games were basically Andrew's idea. He was basically looking at the prophecies in the Book of Revelation. He kind of put two and two together that, like, hey, if you're not in the Book of Life, you're going to get your ass flamed, you know, in about 1,000, maybe 1,500 years, I don't know. We don't exactly even want to give you a date, because in the future you may be actually listening to this podcast. If you are, you should be worshiping me, Lucifer. I am awesome. I will totally make your dreams come true. In fact, I've actually agreed to incarnate on Earth sometime in the future. As with all incarnations, we're scoring in butt blasts. So, get those pink little pudding holes all juicy and ready for Lord Lucifer to come down in the future, because he will butter you up.
Thank you, Lucifer. It's always good to get a nice, soft answer straight from the heart.
Yeah, we don't actually score in butt blasts. He's just joking with you people. We usually are judged by a sin here on Earth. That's how I run my show. So, if you have any questions, just forward them to god@idontcare.com.
You're funny, God. But, let's roll on with this show, man. It's tough making all these episodes, let me tell you. We don't script anything. We just basically lay it down on the recorder. So, all the stuff just comes off the top of our heads. So, is there anything off the top of your head, God, you can think about that we've been dealing with for the past, few weeks or anything? We can give all the viewers a little bit of a heaven update.
Okay, so one of the things we can talk about is Andrew flaming souls, because he's been flaming some souls now for quite some time, and I've just kind of allowed it because it's entertaining and it fulfills scripture, actually. If you look deep into the Bible, there is a story of the Lord God raising a prophet, and it doesn't really say necessarily if it's Jesus or if it's not Jesus, but we'll just say that it's Andrew because I don't want Jesus flaming souls. So there it is. So there you have it. So it's fulfilled another prophecy. And Andrew, because I've talked his head up and told him that he's worthy of worship, he believes that he is also worthy of an island decked out by a bunch of extraterrestrials that he would like to blackmail into basically building him an island superstructure. Blackmail with their souls, so he's in charge of all the souls, so it's not just people, so he can blackmail them for technology and stuff like that. So whenever you humans want to start playing with my prophet, that would be better, because we can take over the galaxy and have some fun doing it. I'm doing it as a special favor to Andrew because he's bored, and that's that. Thank you for monotonous God updates.
Yeah, that was a good sum up of kind of what we've been working on. We're trying to figure out how to make a bunch of aliens, put a bunch of alien technology, and then have it be able to interact with us humans. So we've been doing a lot of channeling. And when I say channeling, I basically just mean using like telepathy to speak to extraterrestrials. So it turns out this technology is not only like real, it's just spiritual in nature. And we use it all the time with people as well. It's pretty cool. So it's just like dropping off notes, except you do it telepathically. We also host an awesome show, if you ever want to listen to it, called The Super LARPy Show, which is totally dope. But anyway, I'll just cut to the chase of it. So if there's not a diorite temple on that island, we're calling it Ono Island in Fiji. Specifically designed to worship me by humanity. If that's not constructed by the year, we'll just say like August of 2026, then I'm just going to start flaming everybody's soul for not drinking the Kool-Aid and not listening to me. So do you have any problems with that, God?
Nah, I don't think so, because you have it for me too. I want that temple built, so we'll have some temple details up in the future. But in the meantime, we would like the people evacuated from the islands of Ono Island, Wakavu Island. These are all islands in Fiji. There's a little archipelago there. We basically want to move in some extraterrestrials for some alien engineering projects. So, we want to have fun. Don't be our cock blocks, humans. Yeah, that's something that Andrew keeps echoing. If there's not a diorite temple on Ono Island in 5 years, then it's going to be Flame-O-Rama Centralized Station or some sort of something like that. So, anyways, it'll be interesting to see what happens with the whole island thing going, but I'm putting my name behind it, so if it's not there, there will be soul flaming. That's what's going to happen. This is God.
Well, I feel like that's a huge weight lifted off both of our shoulders, God. Now that we've told them exactly what we need done, we don't have to really do anything other than sit back and watch the work get going.
Well, I don't know about that. I feel like we still need to direct them the whole way just to make sure that they don't screw it up. So step one, evacuate Kadavu Island and Ono Island and all of those other islands in that little archipelago. It's going to be the new Atlantis.
God, I feel like everybody thinks that we're joking right now that it's not going to be Flamo, the real Zilla centralized station, but it will be. Oh, just watch. There's not a temple complex there. I'm just blaming it on the people and the aliens.
So you're going to flame both the people and the aliens in 5 years?
Only if my island temple megastructure is not completed in time. I think those are definitely fair terms to give to everyone.
And what makes you so damn special, Andrew?
Well, you haven't heard it. You haven't heard the best part. After I get that temple built, then I'm going to invite all of the hot, ripe bitches on the planet to get buttered up and bred out for added LARP points.
And that's what we're all banking on, Chemo. You can pull that tang.
Yeah, this is God. I gotta wonder, how much ass do you think Andrew could pull to an island archipelago?
If it was designed by aliens, probably a lot. They would probably give him a spaceship, too, so he could just abduct girls in the middle of the night and, you know, fulfill the old saying, taken like a thief in the night.
I like that. That's good lording, Andrew. And I also like that you established some communications with some extraterrestrials in case we can't trust these pesky humans.
Seeing that there's like 4 billion bitches out there, I'm guessing probably more than King Solomon.
Easy there, Andrew. You're a descendant of David.
King Solomon, yeah. He was the son of David. He was like the wisest of David's sons. He had like 300 wives and I think like 700 concubines, or as I like to call them, butt dumpsters. Well, anyways, God, I think we should get back to our spiritual work and wrap this episode up. I think it's been enlightening for people, and now they know that we're serious about soul flaming and that it's soul squid games. And anything else you can think of, God?
Well, I would like to tell a funny story about this guy, Andrew, I know. So he's had, like, this crush on this girl for, like, I don't know how many years, but it's just a mild crush, and he's just always kind of nice and cordial to her. I think he threw it in her sniz once when she was, like, 18 or something, wherever she was ripe. But I'm just mentioning that as a side note to make Andrew look cool. But anyways, so Andrew was bored, and he was like, man, how come this girl keeps dating this guy? And eventually he was just like, he ripped his soul out and he just went ahead and incarnated it in the Andromeda Galaxy for added LARP points, which was pretty dope to see. So I've never seen a human do that. But as for that guy and his soul, he's kind of out of luck. Andrew made him like a spiritual, like, soul out of energy to replace the soul that he used to incarnate, and it just hasn't really worked the same. But it's all been really super LARPy, and it's really funny, and I can't help but laugh at that guy. So that's my story.
Hey, Chemo, I don't think you're supposed to mention that I can rip people's souls out and just flame them. I feel like that might kind of freak people out a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
And you people are probably getting a little freaked out because, let's face it, it is God here, but I don't know, why don't you just go run along and not worry about your fate as much? I mean, it's all, you know, apparently written in the stars. I saw that on Instagram. Ba-dum-tsh. I am so smooth.
Alright, so we'll be nice and we'll try not to, like, rip anybody's soul out of their body for doing anything. But just in case anybody's not drinking the Kool-Aid in the future, we would like to know that that is an option, that we don't have to wait until you die to flame your soul. So, anyways, thanks for joining Heaven Radio, officially the podcast of God and His Holy Angels, streaming to you on the CastBox app and Spotify and Apple Podcasts and all sorts of good stuff. So thanks for joining, and y'all have a merry, very, very merry Christmas.